Thanksgiving holiday is a celebration known particularly to individuals who live in America. Families gather together on one particular day, which is always a Thursday, and gorge themselves with platefuls of food. Veggies, fruits, oftentimes turkeys are involved because there's some connection to the history of the pilgrims in America. Some of you who live in other countries may also celebrate Thanksgiving, but chances are not. The opportunity this week is to give thanks for the food that you eat in a new way. The invitation is for each bite that you take, look back into the history of where that food originated and how it got to be on that plate and on your utensil as you are about to insert it into the precious sacred vessel of your body. What do I mean when I say look back into its history? Use the power of your imagination to acknowledge and honor all of the individuals that it took to bring that food into your body. Think, for example, of the individuals who planted the seeds that were the source of the food that you now see on your utensil. Think of the individuals who are the truckers who transported the food, the migrant workers, if they were involved, who harvested the food, the farmers and the ranchers who are responsible for making the food that you now eat, the plant workers, the grocers, the checkout people, if you purchased your food at the grocery store, the family members and the other cooks who actually prepared the food that you are about to eat. When you begin to search deeply into the history of food, it becomes quite amazing to realize the hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals who were required and needed in order to make this magic happen for you as you are about to consume each and every bite. Look back even farther, for you see, you can also acknowledge the contribution of not just human beings, but the bacteria, the fungi, and even the bees that were necessary in order to be able to make that food grow into the form that you now see it on your fork. With each bite, then, for each day this week, but especially on the day of celebration that we know is Thanksgiving, before you actually put the food into your body, pause, use the power of your imagination, and celebrate, honor, and give thanks to each and every individual who made it possible for you to celebrate the delicious morsel that you are about to ingest. May you have a Thanksgiving in a new and different way as you give thanks, not to those in your immediate family, but to those unseen, unheard, and unknown that made it possible for you to have this very special celebration today. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you delight in giving thanks this week. Good day.